Pole building design update.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The engineering department was asked to look at the estimate for an equipment storage building proposed for Rudder Lane at the airport. And so I was assigned the task of putting together a proposed site plan and to re-estimate the project.
Okay.
And I did put into your packets the estimate and the proposed site plan, along with an equipment arrangement that was put together by, it was a group effort between EMS and facilities management.
Okay. Any questions of council? About the proposed, the drawing and the proposed layout and the projected cost?
Mm-hmm. That building was 100 by 200?
60 by 120.
Mm-hmm.
Which actually came out a little small for all the equipment that the various departments want to put in there.
I had this ad given to me from the Delmarva Farmer for one with the dimensions of 60 by 120
mm-hmm.
by 18 with bifold door, which is power operated, insulated roof with an 18-inch eave overhang for $68,500.
Well, they've required 7 roll-up doors in this building, and part of the estimate is my site work and paving.
Yeah, I saw $37,000 for site work.
Yeah, the site work is actually includes a little bit more than you might think. You have some fill, you have stormwater management, a stormwater management structure. You have your soil, stormwater management structure. I did a preliminary submittal to the conservation district to make sure that my stormwater plan would be approved,
and
was as simple as possible.
Has it been approved?
It's verbally. It looks like it's going to be okay.
Yeah, these are just estimates. These aren't.
Yes.
Numbers.
These are definitely estimates.
Yeah, I mean, it's worst case scenario. It could be something like this, and hopefully
this
it doesn't
go over. This, I would call this worst case, because we want to be conservative in our estimate. We don't want to come back later with a surprise.
And typically for our needs, like a commercial need sometimes, I know commercial buildings sometimes are, you know, the floor thicknesses are a little bit, you know, beefier, and so everything's a little more,
yes,
you know.
That's true.
More design, over design, because it's got to last a lot longer, and it's going to last.
And for the weight of the equipment that's being put in there.
Could you get up with Sam? He's got some companies that I'm sure would appreciate bid packets.
Up
with Sam maybe after the council meeting. He's got some companies that probably would appreciate a bid packet.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Would that be any kind of conflict or anything? Sam handed them to him?
I don't get a dime out of
Sam.
No, I know that. I'm just wondering.
I'm just trying to save you some money, George.
Sam's pole.
Oh, I want you to, Sam.
Yeah, we'll send it out to as many as we can get. We advertise. We put it on the website,
mm-hmm.
and we also fax.
Mm-hmm.
I have built a few pole barns myself.
Well, that's what I was afraid of. You'd be the winning bid.
If there's any body of council has an opposition to this, if not, we will let the engineering put this out to bid and.
I guarantee I will not.
I have a motion.
Sure.
If you're ready for it.
Yeah, we are.
Some nephew or grandson will be.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council hereby authorize the engineering department to proceed with the bidding of Sussex County Project 11-12 Rudder Lane Pole Building.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second. Mrs. Deaver, any question on the motion? I will take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Mike Izzo. You got a whole bunch of stuff, don't you?
Good morning. I have three proposed bid awards this morning. They all are in reference to what we now refer to as Expansion 2A of the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility. If you recall, Came before the council several times over the last couple months. We were approached by Rural Development. They had some grant money that was available, $2 million in effect. And the string that was attached to the availability of the grant is we had to spend this money by June of this year. So we moved forward with a fast-tracking process to put certain things on the street. We'll be moving forward with a spray irrigation expansion to irrigate 90 more acres. That will expand our disposal capacity by about 600,000 gallons per day. Also, we are moving forward to change the process at your treatment plant over. Currently, we have a liquid sludge process, and we'll move to a solid sludge process, which allow us to store the material year-round and apply it as needed. The first bid was to expand to the 90 acres of spray irrigation. We had four bidders. The low bidder was George and Lynch, excuse me, of Dover, Delaware. George and Lynch's bid was $683,274. The engineer's estimate for this contract was $738,300. It's a 60-day contract. We're trying to get the work started by the end of this month, and that would allow for May and June to be construction, and we would meet the grant availability process. Are there any
questions, sir?
I don't have any questions about that, but I have a question about the county sewer in general that I wanted to mention.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants in the engineering department that the Sussex County project number 12-11 Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility Expansion Phase 2A spray irrigation expansion be awarded to George and Lynch of Dover, Delaware at the bid amount of $683,274 contingent upon receipt of approval from the funding agency.
Mm-hmm. Make the motion.
Motion, Mr. Deaver, second. Mr. Cole, question. Mr. Wilson, you have a question?
Yes, sir. I don't quite get what you're saying. Your expansion phase two spray irrigation. Break that down just a little bit for me.
Okay. Currently, our plant is being expanded to a treatment capacity of about 2 million gallons per day. We also have spray irrigation disposal capacity about 2.1 million gallons per day. So basically, it matches. We treat it, and then we dispose of it by spraying on farmland. This will allow us to have another additional 90 acres of farmland to spray on, and it gives us more flexibility as far as spraying of wastewater. You know, there's sometimes we get in a bind because of weather or cropping, or a farmer wants to shut down a field to crop something. It gives us the more flexibility to dispose.
Okay. Here's what I don't quite understand.
Okay.
I don't know why George and Lynch is on this, or these companies are bidding, when we should be going to an irrigation company that's putting these things in.
Well, the irrigation companies will subcontract to George and Lynch. They'll actually erect.
So what are these people going to do that the irrigation people won't do?
They will do the piping from our spray irrigation. We have a pump station that pumps out to it.
I understand.
They will do the piping out to the spray rigs.
So what you're saying is this is the cost of just putting the pipe out to the irrigation?
No, it's both. The two companies that provide spray irrigation in Sussex County, Sussex Irrigation will do the Zimatic rigs, and generally it's O.A. Newton that will do the Valley rigs. In this case, George and Lynch has spec'd the Valley rig. We gave them the choice, either one. Mm-hmm. So O.A. Newton is who I expect to come out here and construct the rig. Now, O.A. Newton could have bid and subbed out to a pipeline contractor, or they could have perhaps done it themselves. Mm-hmm. But in this case, George and Lynch was the low bidder, and I expect they're going to subcontract with somebody like O.A. Newton to construct the rig. It could have been done the opposite.
Now, Mike, is this just to put in 90 acres of spray irrigation? And that's the total cost of 90 acres irrigation?
That will do the spray rigs. There's three spray rigs.
That's known as pivot irrigation.
Right. Okay. And that is the piping from the spray irrigation pump station out to the spray rigs. One problem is now we're getting far afield.
Correct. Okay. That's what it covers.
That's
90
what it
acres
covers.
Just pivots.
That's right.
And 600, what?
683,000.
Huh. I just put one in. Put one in myself, wasn't even 1/6 of that.
Did you get a permit, Sam?
Don't need one, Joe.
Any more questions of council?
Not for irrigation.
No, I guess we're stuck, Mike, with doing the bidding process that we were.
I don't understand this.
Right. I mean, this is part of our,
How far?
Private sector can do it better, easier, probably cheaper.
Okay. My next question, Mike, while we're on
here. Price from the rig companies that you pay.
Yeah.
Now, they're working with Newtons, and this is buying an irrigation system and all, right?
Correct.
Well, the system, 90 acres, shouldn't have cost. The pivot and the system and the whole work shouldn't have cost $100,000. Now, what the piping would cost to go out there, that's over $500,000. That's a lot of.
It's also, the way that the treatment plan is set up, too. You have to be able to control the rigs at different times so that you can run the rigs based upon the.
Well, Sam, let me ask you this, Sam. If we had all these four companies bidding on the same specs, and if it is so cheap to do, why wouldn't, wouldn't you think in this competitive market we would.
Does these guys see this estimated?
Look at some of these other bids.
Next question. Does these people see this estimated bid before they bid?
The estimated cost.
Oh, no.
$730.
Oh, no. No.
I don't know. I don't know why. Evidently, I can get a better price. I guess it feels sorry for me.
And if I understand you right, though, O.A. Newton, for example, could have bid this himself.
Absolutely. Right.
Okay.
That's for the pivot and all. Well, O.A. Newton's going to do this. Evidently, he's going to put this pivot.
I'm saying they had the opportunity to bid it if they chose to.
Well, I'm pretty sure they are going to.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're going to be like a subcontractor.
Right, right,
right. Right.
But this, what George and Lynch comes in here play is their play is they're going to bury this pipe about, 3 feet?
There's three sections of pipe. There's, we got three rigs, so you got to run three different forces.
I understand they're going to bury about 3 feet deep.
We're a little deeper than that because we wanted to make sure, if the farmer's plowing the field, we don't want him to hit the pipe, so.
I don't know, hit it 3 feet.
We just want to be sure. We're down 4 to 5, and you have a hydraulic grade line that you have to maintain so that you're pumping uphill and there's not bellies in the lines. It's not, it's under pressure.
Any more questions of council?
I've said no.
Not about this motion.
One more thing. How are we coming on our irrigation, getting this hooked up now? The ones out there.
It's working manually. The contractor has to set it up that it works on an automatic basis, but should be this month.
We got pivots sitting there. It's not being used, for a year now?
His contract expired in September. We're charging liquidated damages of $2,000 a day. Should have been online last September.
Yeah.
The contractor's just finishing
the farmer. He says he has no pivots out there, no irrigation, or he has pivots but no water.
Right.
I just wondering why it takes a year or more to get these things hooked up.
Well, we're having a problem with the contractor, but he's being charged a penalty.
That's it.
Any more questions of council?
Not on the motion, no.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Question? No.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Okay, the next is, again, pieces of equipment that we're going to purchase ahead of time so that when the solids handling is constructed starting next fall that we'll have this equipment in hand. Again, we're trying to meet the requirements of the grant money. This second contract is 12-12. It's going to buy floating mixers and aerators for the sludge lagoon. There are eight mixers and four aerators that we'd be purchasing. We only had one bid price, even though we sold a lot of specs. Part of the problem is the short time frame for providing the equipment, and we had penalties attached because, again, if they go over their time frame, we won't receive our grant money. So we only had one bid. That was from Aqua Aerobic Systems. It's equipment that we're familiar with. And it is lower than the engineer's estimate, so we are recommending award to Aqua Aerobics. And if there are any questions, I can read that motion.
Please read the motion.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants in the engineering department, Sussex County Project Number 12-12, Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility Expansion Phase 2A, floating mixers and aeration equipment be awarded to Aqua Aerobic Systems Incorporated of Loves Park, Illinois, at the bid amount of $189,500, contingent upon receipt of approval from the funding agency.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second. Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
The final one is very similar. It's purchased the belt filter press. That is the device that actually receives the liquid sludge and basically squeezes the water out of it and dries it out. There's also some associated pumps with that, but the bulk of the price is for the belt press. The bid is $325,000 from Ashbrook Simon Hartley Operations. Ashbrook happens to be the same belt press we have down at South Coastal. So that's pretty good. Once again, the bid is below the engineer's estimate, and I have a motion I can read.
Please read the motion, sir.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants and the engineering department that Sussex County Project Number 12-13, Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility Expansion Phase 2A, sludge dewatering equipment be awarded to Ashbrook Simon Hartley Operations LP of Houston, Texas at the bid amount of $325,000. Contingent upon receipt of approval from the funding agency.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
One quick question.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Cole.
Just, we see these lower bids.
Right.
You know, we see your estimates. Will you adjust some of your new estimate calculations as we're seeing some of this stuff? Because things have changed, it seems, quite a bit.
Yeah, and it's pretty volatile, exactly. Right. You know, the price of oil, for example, when I'm looking at putting sewer in the road, well, a lot of that cost is road restoration. So even though I have bids in hand, we have to adjust them based upon the conditions of the asphalt.
It looks like
there's
like
an asphalt index.
A third difference on some of these
estimates
and the bids. Right, that's all. I just...
Mr. Phillips has a question, I think.
Yes.
Mike, do you have approved permits from DENRAC to spray the treated wastewater on all the inland bay fields?
We actually have to get the contractor to finish his work before I can go to DENRAC and get a construction permit. So as soon as I grant that contractor, Whiting Turner, substantial completion, I then can go to DENRAC and get my construction permit.
Okay.
More questions, Mr. Rizzo. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Deaver.
Our county sewer... service is very popular these days. In my district, I've got a community on Plantation Road that had a private sewer system, and they want to get, you know, they want county sewer. And the folks are upset because they have no control over who's going to provide that to them. A while back, we had a presentation from Public Service Commission, and we learned that they give out franchises to private providers. And we have a number of them, and they're throughout the district, here, there, and everywhere. We talked about possibly taking the entire county under the wing of the county, and then if we were going to give franchises, that the county would make that decision. Has any work been done on that?
I can answer that. We have done work on that. Okay. We've met several times internally, Mr. Izzo, myself, Mr. Godwin. We're exploring options. It's a complicated issue with the way our ordinances are written right now and the way we've done it historically. There's movement afoot in Dover as well to address this with the PSC. It's still a work in progress. And I think during this General Assembly session, we should see hopefully something out of the legislative body that will perhaps help us. And Mr. Godwin's been asked to look into that and discuss that with our elected officials up there as well.
Because you know we've had a lot of complaints about rates.
But there is, I think, in there consensus with our group that we thought it was that we'd look into it and move forward that direction because we could have some we could still grant franchises, but then there'd be some kind of
organization.
Well, there'd be some additional wording that would give us the ability to step in if we had to when they break down or something. We had like Bay Colony, you weren't here, but Bay Colony could collapse, and we were held hostage to contracts that were out there with private contractors, and it cost the county or the people who had to live there millions of dollars for us to buy a system that we couldn't use, pretty much, right, Mike? There's a lot of advantage to it. It wouldn't prohibit us still being able to coordinate service with the private utilities, correct?
Well, it depends on how we set it up, but that would be the idea.
Yeah, I'd love to have that flexibility. So anyway, I think there is still a consensus. Isn't that correct, everybody?
Yes. Yeah, they're working on that.
Good, okay.
Good.
Because I support her on this. I think it's something we should be looking at.
That's good to know. And shouldn't DNREC have notified those people that live in that community that their system has been failing for years?
I'm not sure
They did not know
I
that.
I knew it was failing, so I assume the residents also knew it was failing.
Well, the ones
I
talked to did not.
But what can they do? They're stuck, basically.
Any more questions, Mr. Rizzo?
Thanks.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay.
Grant request, Mrs. Webb.
Okay. The first one today, Laurel Independence Day Committee.
And that was a previous grant?
Yes, it was. We did $1,000 last time, $500 each from Vance Phillips and George Cole.
No, we didn't.
Not the Laurel.
I'm sorry.
Please.
Mike Vincent, Mr. Phillips.
I'd send them one firecracker.
I need new glasses. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Entertain a motion.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Wilson, that we grant $1,000 to Laurel Annual Fireworks, $500 for myself and $500 for Mr. Phillips. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
I used to live in Seaford.
I have Mr. Vincent written down, but I just read George Cole.
Well,
George can pay for that.
That's a lot.
Forget that.
New Zion United Methodist.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even say
that was a previous grant?
Yes, it was. For
and that
community.
Was from who?
That was $150 each, Mr. Phillips, Mr. Vincent.
I'll make a motion to grant $150 from my account and $150 from Mr. Cole account to
Cole. Wrong one again.
No, we're going to support that.
I mean from Mr. Vincent's account, but to resign.
Have a motion and a second, Mr. Wilson. Any question on a motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
The Western Sussex Farmers Market.
That's a previous grant?
Yes, $500, $400 from Mr. Vincent, $100 from Mr. Phillips.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second. Second.
Second.
Mr. Wilson, thank you. To grant $500, Western Sussex Farmers Market, $400 from my account, $100 Mr. Phillips' account. Question on the motion?
I have a question about our policy on funding these. I helped the Milton Farmers Market get started with a sizable donation. How long do we keep doing that?
It's up to you. It's up to you.
Okay, we don't have any kind of policy on that. Okay.
No,
so that, okay.
No, it's up to you.
Thought I'd ask about that. Thank you.
You would hope that supply and demand, or that, you know, they take off on their own eventually if they're successful.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
The Farmers Market at Sea Colony.
Well, this one, Sea Colony, I think, is in Mr. Phillips. So I'm gonna partnership with my friend, Mr. Phillips.
Oh.
Because farming is so important to this county, especially on the coastal side. We like to eat everything they grow on the other side. Mm-hmm. So there's about 11 vendors I looked at, Vance, and this is they're just starting this new one. So do you want to help with like $500 each to get it off the ground, and then we can cut them back next year?
Okay.
Would that be okay?
That's what I do.
When I looked at there's a number. Yeah, I got a motion that we give $1,000, $500 from mine and $500 from Mr. Phillips to help with the new farmers market. And I think it's part of the same organization that's starting them all over the county. So they're going to do one at a Sea Colony parking lot on one day of the week, I think. So.
We have motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Phillips.
Yeah.
Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Milford High School?
That's a previous grant?
Yes, it is. For their after prom party, $500 total, $250 each from Mrs. Deaver and Mr. Wilson.
What do you say, Sam? Go for it again? Fine.
And the party will be at
have a motion, Mr. Wilson?
At my house. My house.
Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
To grant $500 to Milford High School sponsoring after prom party. $250 each for Mr. Wilson and Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And the Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Delaware.
And that's before the previous grant, before the $100
each.
$100 each
for $500.
So let's do it again. Second.
So, motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $500, Big Sisters, Big Brothers of Delaware, $100 each, Councilmatic Grant District. Any questions on the motion? Thank you, vote, Mr. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Moore, introduction to proposed zoning ordinances.
Yes, Mr. President, there are two. The first is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a farm tractor and auto repair to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 20,437 square feet, more or less, tax map 5-33-17, parcel 179, part of, and it's on behalf of Everett Dennis and David Harbin.
Yeah, I'll introduce it.
Introduce, Mr. Cole introduced it.
The second one is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a B1 neighborhood business district for a multifamily dwelling structure, 3 units, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 8,030 square feet, more or less, tax map 1-34-13.15-159, and it's for Penn Central LLC.
I'll introduce it.
Mrs. Dever introduces it.
Those are the only two, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Additional business brought before council. Mr. Guy, you have the clipboard.